Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Lindsay, before the game, when they used to pop off those fireworks, ooh, here in the crowd, I used to be on the sideline like, let's go.
Oh, yeah.
It was so much fun. Some pop, pop, pop.
Especially player introductions, too, really gets the players, fans fired up at Soldier Field. I'll tell you what, though, more goes into it than you think. We visited with Melrose Pyrotechnics to see what the team has to do exactly to get everything to go smoothly and make it happen. The first time the Chicago Bears worked with Melrose Pyrotechnics was after the 20-month renovation to Soldier Field 10 years ago.
The way it all started with the rooftop segment was back when they, in 2003, when they had renovated the stadium. We had a show, we had a big rooftop piece up there. That piece has been used a lot, that people always refer to, seeing that.
The Bears have been working with Melrose Pyrotechnics ever since. The most recent rooftop display was for Thursday night football against the Giants.
They were looking for Thursday night, like something would be a good photo op. And so that's how that came into play. Doing something up there because generally they're only going to show a few seconds of it on TV. So they wanted to be able to see something like that up there, and that's how we end up doing that.
This would be the contraption that will contain all the pyrotechnics that we'll shoot tonight. So this is the actual computer module, and what we'll do is we'll connect all of the modules. They have an inside and outside. Kind of connect it all with like a 3-pin XLR cable, and all the feeds will go back to the computers that are here that have all of the data and the firing sequence, and we'll initiate the firing sequence, and 7 seconds later we'll light up the whole rooftop as the team runs onto the field.
When you're on the ground and you're seeing the player intro, you're just like down there looking at it, but when you're looking up on the roof, it's so vast and it covers such a big area, and the effect that we can create up there is what makes it so great.
These are the individual shots. Once you get set up and you get where your locations are going to be equally spaced across the rooftop, it's just a matter of getting them all plugged in where they're supposed to go, and then the computer does the rest.
Wynn and his team see the entire process through from start to finish, which includes a great deal of planning.
It's our creative, for the most part, that goes into the products that we use, the colors that we use. Obviously, we know that better than most people on what we think is going to work. And then we'll put a piece together like an animation and then present it that way. So obviously it's not exactly the fireworks themselves, but in the animation you can see basically what it's going to do. They want to change things, at least it's a visual that they can see.
How complicated is the whole process?
It's a lot more complicated than people would think. I mean, the timing of it, you're literally firing devices a tenth of a second apart. So, I mean, the timing has to be right on the money.
So this would be our packaging facility.
Why is this area of Indiana so desirable for housing the fireworks and getting all your work done here?
The buildings they have to be in, the requirements of the buildings themselves that you have to maintain for them to be considered safe to store. So it costs a lot of money to build a building like that. So it was kind of a natural, being that this base that they were using during World War II to make armaments, that they had those kind of buildings here.
This ball actually is what gets shot into the sky.
Naturally. And how heavy is this? It's fairly light.
Yeah.
What would happen if I would drop it?
Well, we don't want to find out.
As I'm like juggling it?
Yeah, we don't want to find out.
Do you have any that are Bears colors? Like, I see this says aqua and orange, which is a little close to Bears colors. It's not quite aqua,
We actually do have a fair share of blue and orange.
Your 2013 Chicago Bears!
In this industry, Wynn said you have to be invited into competitions. You can't just enter yourself in.
Lots of trophies set up behind you. What are some of the awards that you've won, and when did you start competing?
The first competition we were in was in Montreal. And Montreal is considered like the top level of competition in the world, the most prestigious. And so we won the gold the first year that we were there.
So Anthony, on site at Melrose Pyrotechnics, they have all these different kind of fireworks. And I'm actually glad that you weren't there.
Why?
Because they sort of look like coconuts. And I think you would have tried to eat them. I'm not even going to lie to you. Oh, they have the craziest names. I mean, they all look similar, but they all make different shapes. It is pretty interesting that they can do those kind of things.
Listen, as long as it's not shaped like a piece of bacon, I think everybody is safe.
You would be
but
in
a coconut,
lot of
I'm not going to eat a coconut, Lindsay.
You would be in a lot of trouble.
Lindsay.
We have to take one more quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.